Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Brielle Jaquel. I'm the editorial lead here at FreightWaves, and I am here with Eric Kruger, who is the president and co-founder of Navix. Welcome, Eric. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited to get to talk a little bit about some automation today, specifically in invoicing in relation to, you know, 3PLs and other things in the world. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself really quickly?
As you mentioned, Eric Kruger, president and co-founder of Navix. Navix has been around for just over 2.5 years, or we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary here in June. And we are a invoice audit automation platform that is primarily tied to 3PLs and brokerages. So that's why this event and this opportunity, I think, I can shed a lot of light into where a lot of folks are, as well as where a lot of this is going in the industry, and hopefully help folks navigate that journey as well as they're starting to continue to think about further automation within their organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can just get right into it.
Sure.
I'll start. So first, I just wanted to ask you what you think are some trends right now happening in invoice automation.
Yeah, so I think everyone knows, and everyone that's listening here today knows that this has been an age-old problem, right? It's plagued the industry for years. It's disparate. It's a lot of different processes to fulfill the same process on behalf of a 3PL or a brokerage. And their 3PLs and brokerages, are managing hundreds, if not thousands, of customers and carrier networks in the thousands, right? And every partner that they're working with may have a different unique process and or different documentation. It could be stuff written on a napkin all the way up to an EBOL, right, that we're seeing more so in the LTL trends. But altogether, this entire process has been plagued with disparate solutions and processes surrounding it. However, the process of invoicing in general is highly complex, right? You may have very unique customer business rules and requirements that you have to meet and are required in order for the 3PL to bill their shipper. And you're also going to have a lot of unique scenarios associated with how you treat and or specific processes and workflow that you have around how your carriers are invoicing you, right? There's kind of has to be a catch-all. It has to remain agnostic, and it has to allow for carriers, you to meet carriers where they're at, as well as some flexibility around the acceptance associated with where that invoicing and other required backup information is coming from. So I would say in general that the trends that we're typically seeing, especially in these current market conditions, are one, how do I do this more efficiently, right? How can I do this to improve my cash flow as an organization to, one, lower my DSO and bill my customers quicker with meeting the requirements that are necessary in order to not suspend payment from a shipper. So we're seeing a lot of focus around that efficiency and speed to improve that cash flow. We're seeing a ton of efforts associated with when the market starts to turn, right? Volumes continue to tick up. How do I effectively scale, right? How do I effectively ensure that I have automation in the right places around this invoice process that will allow me to focus on other core aspects of my business and not necessarily always have to continue to hire for every 500 loads I add to the front end of the business. So we're seeing a lot of folks thinking about when this market starts to continue to shift back upward, how do I effectively scale to support that? And additionally, the third I would say is really primarily around the data and the accuracy associated with this, right? So it's not just about creating automation around the invoicing process or the collection process here today. It's how do I take that and then utilize the data and the trends and the analysis or insights associated with that and start looking to find ways to operationalize and further prevent these types of things and or suspensions to continue to occur, right? I think all too often you ask questions in this industry and folks, you ask them how frequently this detention at the specific location occurs. And those are just metrics that maybe have never been tracked before because they just haven't been able to get to that level of granularity. Thus, if you were able to improve that, know that on the front end, know that associated with the quoting process, one, you'd lead to a better customer experience, but two, you'd also lead to a smoother back office and further automation process tied to invoicing altogether. So those are a couple that I've seen across the industry that I think are really important to call out that are trends here through the last year, as well as here into Q1 of 2024.
Right. It's just a specific industry or, you know, sector. And so it has its own like specific challenges and trends and stuff like that. So you kind of touched on this a little bit, but how do you think that invoicing changed with the evolution in automation?
Yeah, no, that's a great...
It changes the whole game, right?
Yeah, it really has. I would say that the natural progression is this was previously done via, you know, core execution layer within the TMS. And we've seen an evolution over the last, I'd say, 10 years to where BPO has become a big thing, right? So how do I outsource this function at a lower cost to operate? But it's just different resources in the same kind of process workflow. Every organization we talk to has always been looking for steps, pieces, things to add to that level of automation. And what I would say is, What's changed as far as the evolution is, one, you're starting to see, let's call it change management across the industry as a whole, knowing that they're all starting to shine a light on this and know that it's a challenge, right? And they want to solve for it. Additionally, you're seeing advanced technologies be able to support and facilitate some of these functions of the kind of the disparate nature of this process. And what I mean by that is, 2 years ago, right? Think of ChatGPT. ChatGPT didn't even exist 2 years ago in the sense of the widespread availability. And so just in the course of that amount of time, the impacts that that's had even just on further levels of automation around for individuals and or businesses and the use of AI and ML have allowed us to rapidly make enhancements and improvements to how far down the process of an automation level can you go? That ultimately isn't necessarily reducing the need at times for where a human still has to be involved from a relationship perspective, but it's much easier to get from 0 to 60 than it was even a year to 2 years ago associated with further levels of automation in this industry.
Right. Yeah, I can totally absolutely see that.
Yeah.
Is there anything of note that 3PLs specifically should pay attention to when it comes to invoicing and automation or invoice automation?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of core pieces here that I think are important to call out and that are still areas that just need eyes on. I would say one is the human element. As much as we all think that, you know, hey, the more automation, the better, more automation, the better. But ultimately, it still needs to be guided by human input, right? And there are still going to have to be humans involved in this process, no matter how much you attempt to automate. It still may require a phone call to ask that carrier to send in their paperwork, right? Or it still may require you to have a conversation with a shipper that no system, no matter how advanced and no matter how automated could resolve that type of discrepancy, challenge, or problem, right? So I would say the one thing is that humans are always going to have to be still involved. And I would say it should be automation in this space should be looked as a crawl, walk, run, right? I would say that's how you build trust associated with further automation in this process because it is such a sensitive topic, right? You're talking about dollars. You're talking about, am I invoicing my customers correctly? Am I maintaining my margin? And those relationships that you form for 20 plus years, right? Like this process needs to be rock solid and trusted by all parties involved to further level up the automation aspects. Additionally, with that, I would say that it's more so than just I captured the image and I captured the appropriate fields and I validated that this met the requirements or didn't meet my requirements associated with my tolerances. This has to be, what's the proper step beyond when something doesn't match what is the proper SOP to drive resolution quickly, right? I'd say a lot of folks and a lot of things and industry-specific solutions have been able to solve the imaging piece, the categorization, the capturing the fields, right? That's OCR, IDP, large language models. That's been a thing that's been around for years, and that's always continuing to improve. But the further level of automation is really around, what do you do when you either are missing the appropriate documentation required to invoice, or you actually have a discrepancy associated with a specific unique business rule? What is the automation from that point going forward that enables that to get processed that much quicker? And I think that's where, at least from our perspective, we're focusing most of our levels of automation, is that we're missing a specific backup document, or we have this type of discrepancy. Can the system or the platform automate that next step or steps to resolve that process without having or requiring a human to get involved, right? So I think that that's where 3PL should focus, is the work effort and the work stream isn't tied to taking the PDF, categorizing the PDF, and taking the required fields and performing a base level match. The work effort is, when it doesn't match, where does that go and what happens next, right? And so I think thinking about automation more holistically will be important, versus just thinking about just the element of the collection and or the categorization of the documentation.
Right. I always think one of the biggest points in technology that I've learned throughout the years is technology providers that really kind of look for the pain points and solve those pain points. That's definitely so much more helpful than, you know, any other.
Yeah.
If you just make something because it's cool, it could be fun for a while, but, you know, it's really just solving those pain points and making things smoother is so much more valuable.
Yeah. To that point, we see this as a journey. Okay. It's not just, hey, toggle on automation and it just is running. It's every single step of the way. And we find this even with our current customers that here at Navix, at least, where it's not just turn it on from day one and watch it perform. It's a continual evolution of where and or what else can I further automate? Could that be done via machine learning, AI? Could that be done via human? We notice that this individual is continually taking this step. Well, if I can reduce that by 15 seconds because it's now being handled from an outbound notification from a platform rather than a human having to facilitate that or trigger that, over, a 3PL running 50,000 invoices a month, that's a lot of touches, right? And a lot of time. So those small improvements and those continual evolutions of automation can be enabled with a platform that's willing to do that. It's not just a set it and forget it. And I think that is a important factor when, and no matter if it's invoicing automation or any other level of automation that you're enabling, it's a CIP or continuous improvement process. It's always consistently revisit, measure, and determine where else you can further automate this to ensure that you're getting maximum value out of whatever level of automation or platform you're utilizing.
Right. And then you think about these workers have their own technology that they're using for their personal. So when you're, it sounds less important, but when your Instagram yeah. updates or your Amazon app updates, and you can have all these capabilities that make your life easier and you become accustomed to that, then yeah, obviously you're going to want yeah. that in your working life too. So it's like that. Yeah. It's the whole industry together is constantly just like moving forward. Yeah. in trying to find new automation, and it's just like on top of each other.
Yeah.
So what do you think complications that can arise when you're automating invoice practices?
Yeah, so I would say some of the core complications that arise associated with this in automating anything is change management, okay? It's change management internally for these 3PLs and these brokerages, or even the carrier or the shipper specifically, right? How do I facilitate change to a level of maybe something that I've touched and felt every single day. I've looked at this PDF. I've manually looked at the values here against what was in my TMS. I knew in my head what the proper SOP was to solve for this, right? It's gaining trust and going through a change management process. Automation just can't be, as I said before, just turned on and everyone then just can look the other direction. This has to be, you know, effective change management to teach and to continually identify where that can be further automated and then instill that change across the organization, right? All too often, right, associated with this process, you might have folks that have been doing this for 15 years. Well, one, they need to trust the level of automation before it ever can get turned on, right? And so I think that's important, but that needs to be shepherded throughout and kind of handheld throughout, as well as what I mentioned earlier, there's a crawl, walk, run element to this. This isn't, hey, like you turn this on and tomorrow everything's fully automated. This is a, I want to ensure that the users and the individuals and the businesses understand. And that's a complication. A lot of times people forget about the element of change management that is required associated with further automating these processes. And I'd say that that's a complication that we often see is the willingness and or want or desire across the organization to further up the levels of automation that they can facilitate in this process. Additionally, I mean, this landscape's ever changing, right? So it always, I'd say the level of complications only continue to, I would say, amass in the sense of maybe a new document requirement becomes, a new standard for a specific shipper, or maybe a carrier or a factorer is now changing their process, right? It's an ever-evolving process associated with how and or what level the industry is at associated with this. Thus, the complications, it's not a set it and forget it. It's just continually evolving. And so you just need to be aware of that. Going into any level of automation is that finding partners and folks that know that this isn't going to just be a, I set it up once and it solves all my problems. It just needs to continually be a room or opportunity for improvement going forward. And so as long as people come in, I'd say that those are the primary complications, but as long as folks come in with eyes wide open to that, knowing that there isn't a silver bullet that solves this across the industry, it is going to have to be an evolution. I think that's really important.
Well, that is all the time I have for today, but I think that's like really good advice and great insights. It's such a, you know, it sounds like it's, you know, invoicing, but it's everything technology touches everything. And I think it's really interesting to see all these different technologies come about.
Yeah, exactly. And I think with just like that complications aspect and what you asked there, one of the most important parts is now if you actually can have the data and the insights to measure that, you then can resolve a lot of those complications, right? Just by simply having the data to support having a conversation and or operationally changing that, whether that be internally at the 3PL, right? Maybe you identify that a load rep was always letting something through or letting a specific approval through that you should have been billing to the shipper. Right. Maybe it's a conversation you need to have with the shipper. Maybe it's a conversation you need to have with your carrier network, right? You can then actually, via this process or solution or any solution for that matter, start identifying where and or how to focus your efforts to reduce those levels of complication that may also just be age-old challenges it's because they had done this for the last 5 years that's the way that they're doing it today. Well, now I have data to support how we can improve that process and ultimately reduce those complications. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Great, absolutely great insights.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's all we have time for today. Thank you guys, everyone, for watching.